Frequent diners at FK Restaurant on St. Clair Avenue West will soon notice a subtle change to the restaurant's award-winning wine list. American vintages will no longer be available. On Tuesday, the husband and wife duo that owned the restaurant made the decision to pull all American alcohol from their menus after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on Canadian goods entering the U.S. "We want our customers and peers to know that we don't need to feel helpless in the face of this," said Chef Frank Parisgar and restaurant co-owner Sean Cooper in a statement to Toronto Today. "Even a small business like ours has a voice and therefore a choice," they said. "That choice is Canadian. That choice is solidarity." Over the restaurant's 14-year history, the team has built up a 400-label wine list that includes a number of popular American vintages, and their wine offerings have earned them multiple awards and accolades. Parisgar told Toronto Today the decision is a principled one that he and his wife feel good about. But he acknowledged that it could come with a financial hit. "It's really, really hard. You have to sit on the inventory. Sit on the purchase we've made," he said. "Imagine you had written a Pulitzer Prize-winning article and you can't publish it." From his Toronto restaurant on February 3rd, Chef Frank Parisgar holds a 2016 Inglenook Cabernet Sauvignon from California's Napa Valley, which he said will remain unsold for the time being. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Support for pro-Canadian approach. The couple's decision on Monday to pull American booze from their menus came after having nearly done so about a month earlier. In early February, when President Trump first threatened tariffs, the couple announced on Instagram their intention to scrap U.S. beer, wine and spirits from their menu. "This is a time to stand strong and not be bullied," they said. The post received more than 8,000 likes and hundreds of supportive comments. "My heroes, bravi, I love you," said one. "You are selling Canadian leadership," said another. After the tariff threat was temporarily averted, the couple reversed course, putting American liquor back on the menu. They said they will do the same again this time if the tariffs are rescinded. "We have no interest in causing unnecessary harm to American producers," they said. "We ourselves are a farm-to-table restaurant and understand the position of these small American businesses." The owner's decision follows similar actions taken by other establishments in Toronto. On DuPont Street, Graham's Pizza has opted to prioritize Canadian ingredients. In the Annex, Madison Avenue Pub and Popper's Pub have also chosen to scrap American products and ingredients from their menus. "Like being cheated on." Parisgar said that part of what motivated the couple's decision in February was American apathy. In the days before the original tariffs were supposed to come into force, the chef watched as Americans on TV were proceeding like it was just another day and, "no big deal," he said. "Meanwhile, this is the biggest thing in our lives." Predictions on how tariffs will affect Canadian workers have been dire, with some experts saying the tariffs could cost hundreds of thousands of Ontario jobs. In the restaurant world, the chef said it's been upsetting that American partners haven't spoken out against the tariffs. "I am hurt. I am personally hurt by this. How could you not be?" he said. "It's like being cheated on." The chef told Toronto Today that pulling U.S. alcohol felt like the right decision to turn those feelings into action. Moving forward, he said servers will be suggesting to diners alcohol pairings prioritizing Canadian and other non-American products. "There is nothing wrong with showing pride," he said. "God knows the Americans have no problem with it." FK Restaurant at 770 St. Clair Avenue West, in Toronto on February 3rd. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Other restaurants going the same route. The decision to scratch American booze from menus may soon be foisted on other Ontario restaurateurs. On Tuesday, the LCBO announced it will stop selling U.S. products following a directive from Premier Doug Ford. Until the tariffs are removed, the LCBO will not be stocking American products and current stock will be stored. While some establishments may still be able to access American alcohol from independent suppliers, The directive will significantly hamper supply, as the LCBO is the province's largest supplier of booze to restaurants. On Tuesday, the federal government announced retaliatory tariffs, beginning with 25% tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods immediately, including alcohol. Parisgar said this policy change will mean purchasing American alcohol will become much more expensive. Some may continue to do so, opting to pass this cost along to customers, but Parisgar said he did not want price gouge patrons. The chef said he hopes their decision will show other restaurant owners they can take a stand against the American tariffs. It's okay to put your foot down and say, no, we don't understand it. We're not okay with it.